The firing of Michael Griffin by Holy Ghost Preparatory School in Bucks County was distressing. The private Catholic school fired the popular teacher after it found out he'd applied for a marriage license in New Jersey. Griffin, you see, is gay. Beyond distressing, I'd go so far as to say the firing was unchristian. But that is a very different thing from calling it illegal. Holy Ghost can make a strong argument from the Constitution and mounds of case law that its actions are fully protected by the First Amendment. You know, the part that tells government to keep its meddling paws off of religion. Plentiful court precedents on what's called the ministerial exception suggest that Holy Ghost can legally fire Griffin. Now, we all tend to pick and choose among parts of the Bill of Rights, stressing the ones that fit our preferences, trying to downplay those that don't. Lots of liberals who celebrate what the First has to say about freedom of speech and the press tend to skip over its equally firm language about protecting the free exercise of religion. According to Holy Ghost Prep, this situation hinges on its right of religious expression. Its employment contract is explicit that teachers must uphold the teachings of the Catholic Church. And if this irks you, a thought test. Would you expect, say, the Sierra Club to want to retain an employee who gave a speech claiming that climate change was bunk? Now, when it comes to gays, I'd argue that the Catholic Church's teaching is not well-founded in the gospel. I might even argue that the school is practicing cafeteria Catholicism, cracking down on a gay teacher while not pursuing others who in their private lives violate other church tenets, say, the one against adultery. But none of that matters under the law. Religious employers have exemptions from the rules against discrimination that no secular boss enjoys. On balance, I think that's proper. It's better for individuals, the nation, and the diversity of religious expression that the door to government meddling in church affairs remains locked. This is not fair to Michael Griffin, and it's a terrible way to witness to the teachings of Jesus just weeks before we celebrate his birth. But under the First Amendment, it's how we roll in these United States of America. And thank God for that. I'm Chris Cetullo.